Now to a confrontation on a highway last month in China. It involved one Hummer and 20 Mazdas, and it ended in an arrest, fines, and a firestorm of media controversy. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the story offers a window onto China's emerging car culture and its internet politics.
The incident took place on August 18th on a highway near Nanjing in East China. Some 50 members of a Mazda driver's club were out for a weekend trip to the seaside. They were communicating by walkie-talkie. Hanma. Hummer, exclaimed one of the Mazda crew, who was videotaping from the back of the pack as the black SUV shot up from behind in the emergency lane with its siren wailing. The Mazda club's leader is a 27-year-old engineer nicknamed Axiang. The incident has gotten him into plenty of trouble, and he asked that his full name not be used.
The Hummer's driver probably thought it was fun to barge into this pack of cars. Our convoy thought that this wasn't too polite, so we decided to box him in for the fun of it. Once the Hummer made his way forward, we surrounded him and slowed to a crawl, probably about 18 miles per hour.
With the Hummer honking furiously and traffic backed up behind them, the Mazdas finally moved aside to let cars pass. The whole incident lasted about 4 minutes. These car buffs were all under 30 years old. Many had their Mazda 6s tricked out with souped-up engines, spoilers, and even police sirens. Modifying cars is technically illegal in China, but the laws are not strictly enforced. Later, just for fun, the Mazda drivers posted the video of the incident on their website. Speaking in his car accessories shop in Nanjing, Axiang says that what followed was a witch hunt.
Actually, it wasn't a big deal to begin with, but the pressure of public opinion got very intense. At the height of it, we were getting 500 or 600 prank calls and text messages a day, most of which cursed at us.
The driver of the lead car was given a week in jail, and four others received fines. One of the four is nicknamed Anyan. He said the whole thing was a sobering experience.
Next time we have an activity, I'll put the group's interest first. I won't jeopardize other people's safety while driving. And the other thing is, whatever I do, I'll keep a lower profile.
In China these days, growing income inequality is generating a lot of social tension. So when the Chinese media got to parsing the Mazda versus Hummer incident, a lot of the talk was about class hatred and car envy. Fudan University law professor Chen Haoran gave this assessment to Hong Kong's Phoenix TV.
The Mazda drivers thought, you Hummer drivers have money, so we're going to mess with you. The Hummer driver thought, I've got money. How dare you Mazda drivers mess with me? So I'm going to use my siren. It's all a very twisted social mentality.
Chinese people call Hummers Hanma, or fierce horse. They're known as the vehicle of choice of newly minted robber barons, especially coal mine bosses, who are not known around here for their discreet spending habits or environmental consciousness. Mazda club leader Axiang insists that he and his gang have nothing against Hummers per se. Some of them even drive the SUVs themselves. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Nanjing, China.